Ladies and gentlemen, first of all, let me thank you for inviting me to this dinner, which I think is very important. We have seen the landmark of what happened this evening. But more importantly, let me recast to the meeting I had with the team that came to the bank on the 10th. That was Tuesday. And then when they talked about the program of the IBP, and then I seized the opportunity also to tell them what we are doing at the bank. Let me say that one of the reasons why the African Development Bank is taking a new approach to agricultural development in Africa is because we know that there's no place in the world where agriculture has developed without science. And it is on that basis that we are saying that, look, African agriculture will not be different. We cannot continue to do farming that is not based on science. And under the program we are using as one of the flagships for our Feed Africa strategy, we are working on TAT. And TAT means Technologies for African Agricultural Transformation. And I happen to be the tax team leader of the group within the bank and outside the bank, working with the CGIARs, the NARES, and then the private sector and every other person to develop this program. And what we are trying to do there is to really try to unleash the power of science to have bearing on African agriculture. Nothing more than that. And then we try to say what it is not. It is not a research. Because we have got this cliche that a lot of technologies have been developed and they are on the shelf in Africa. So what we are trying to do is to see if we can look at those technologies and mobilize them, deploy them to the benefit of those who use them. And it is such an interesting exercise because, one, it enabled us to know if actually we have proven technologies in the continent. And truly speaking, we have. However, it differs from commodity to commodity because we had about 206 technologies that were presented across 18 value chains. On the average, about 29.9% of them were rejected. But if you go commodity by commodity, the rate of rejection was as low as 7.4% for cassava and as high as 68% for cocoa. So that tells you that for the commodities, we have differences. But what is important is that we have something we can work with. Then somebody will say, the problems of agriculture will not stop. So why don't you put research there? So we are not putting research in that, not because we don't know the value of additional research, but we are thinking of another avenue where we can do some research. And that's why we are having a program called AARP, African Agricultural Research Program, which will be coordinated by FARA. And why it we have just put it on abeyance because we want TAT to go first. And TAT is going to go very soon by the board of African Development Bank. So I will seize this opportunity to thank you people for what you are doing in breeding. I know that there has been a lot of advancement in breeding. It's not like when it took so many years for you to breed a lion. With this kind of innovations you have now, we can fast track some of these things. And this is what we need in Africa. Thank you very much for giving us this opportunity to be in this particular meeting. Thank you.